Cape Talk. Family Matters.
Let's get stuck into our part one of the school holiday feature with ideas for keeping the under 12s engaged and active and stimulated this holiday. And our favorite kind of activity is the one that doesn't cost us a cent. And that's where we've decided to start today. I've asked our colleague Terence Mentor, who's the host of parenting blog Afro Daddy, and importantly, the father of two small boys, to join us for this one. Terence, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Pippa. Nothing like a radio guy who has two kids to need to do free stuff.
So you know all the ins and outs and the hidden secrets. There's so many to choose from. That's the beauty, particularly at this time of year. We've got such great outdoor spaces. One of my favorite things to do is take the kids along for a picnic and a playground experience at Greenpoint Park, because they've got two dedicated parks for the different age groups. I know you have a particular park you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, I do like Greenpoint Park because one of the reasons that they have one of those enclosed sections, which means you can kind of sit down and let your younger kid run around and without fear of, you know, losing sight of them in the massive park. Another park that does the same thing in the southern suburbs is Kirbourne Park. Mm-hmm. Massive park in the little, like, in the middle of the southern suburbs that's kind of hidden away. It has a little skate area, skateboarding area. There's a massive track that you can ride your bikes on and run on. There's also several parks. One that is very large with a big tree that you can climb. Another one is enclosed where no dogs are allowed. So it's really one of those parks that caters for all ranges of families under with kids under 12. So Kirbourne Park, just off Kirbourne Road. You can't miss it.
I mean, I'm embarrassed to say I live a couple of kilometres away and I've never been there. Thank you very much for the tip.
It's very much hidden. Like, if you're going down Kirbourne Road towards Milner Road, there's a little side road there. You'll see it there. It's right there. Yeah, so that's fantastic. That's where we go every Saturday afternoon when we can't have our kids in our little flat for 1 second longer.
Go blow off some steam.
Yeah. I mean, we have to say that we're really privileged in Cape Town that we have every kind of beach imaginable. So if your kids like swimming in the ocean, we have oceans that do that. We like Fishhook. It's calmer. It's the sand is nice to play with. There's less chance of rip currents.
Yeah.
A lot of lifeguards, a lot of people on duty there. Plus, there's a nice little ice cream shop right there if you do have a couple of rand left over after Christmas. But then there's the other side. The Sea Point along the promenade is really fantastic. A lot of play areas. You can go for walks. You can bring your bikes and your skateboards. It's fantastic to do. Just spend some time outdoors, especially during summertime. May as well use it.
Absolutely.
And look, you're not going to be swimming in your pool, so you may as well go to the beaches, right?
Fair point. Speaking of the skateboards, the one that really catches my eye at the moment is how well the uptake has been on that skateboard park that has been built in Gardens underneath the highway.
Yes, just
it's
directly.
It's Mill Street, I think.
Directly opposite Gardens, Garden Center, Mall.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing in such a small space what they've created there and how well it's being used.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not the kind of place you'll drop off your six-year-old and go
leave,
away.
Sure, okay.
But it definitely is a place that you go and your kid can have a safe time, obviously remembering helmets and knee guards and elbow guards and all the things that parents worry about. But it's fun. And also, it's one of those places that there's a mix of people. You know, there's not a lot of places in Cape Town where people from all across the city can
interact and see
how each other. And if you want your kids to have a diverse view of the city, go check that place out.
Good place to start. That's a very good place.
Just one other thought. Something that I've only seen once. I've lived in Cape Town my entire life. Okay, I'm 32 years old. I've only seen this once, which is a shame. The noon gun goes off.
Yes.
Monday to Saturday. Guess which time.
Funnily enough, I'm guessing it might be noon.
You're so smart.
Just apply it.
And it is awesome. It's like a huge cannon that goes off and it's a big bang. There's a bit of a history lesson beforehand. It's really part of Cape Town culture, this noon gun. And yet I've only really seen it once. So it's worth taking your kids there. But if your kids are young, I'd say like younger than six, maybe don't. It's a very loud bang. It's a cannon. I mean, you know.
But it's great to remind everybody that you can actually go up there and witness it and be part of the event. I mean, we hear it go off like clockwork, pardon the pun, every day. 11:30 is a good idea to get up there for the bit of the talk and the build up to the actual firing at noon. And you can do that Monday to Saturday at no cost whatsoever.
Yeah. Another thing, if you're into music, Concerts in the Park. It's a free concert at the Vaal Park in Gardens. On the 17th of December, it's the first one. Jimmy Nevis and the Rockets are performing.
Awesome.
Again, just a great place to go and see Cape Town in all its glory. Jimmy Nevis is a great Cape Town son who's grown up in Athlone and now is performing all around the world. So it's not often you see someone of that caliber for free.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, we've got lots of options for sunset concerts and outdoor concerts. But this one in particular is, I think, the only one I can think of that doesn't cost any.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost anything. So yeah. Concerts in the Park starts 17 December. I also want to mention there's a free Zip Zap Circus show at the Waterfront.
Yes.
Daily from 4 till 5. I went to the Zip Zap Gala performance a couple of weeks ago and I was blown away. I'm embarrassed to say it was the first time I'd ever seen them perform. And the quality of work and craftsmanship and artistry on display was amazing. So take your kids down to the Waterfront Amphitheatre from the 14th to the 19th of December. There is a daily free Zip Zap Circus show at 4 p.m. and I take no responsibility if your children want to run away and join the circus and become an acrobat after
it's
that.
Very one. Exciting.
One last thing to mention, and that is story time. I know you're big on reading to your boys, Terrence.
Yeah.
If your voice gets tired and you've done the same old characters and voices over and over.
I read the Hungry Caterpillar one last time.
I feel the same way about Guess How Much I Love You. I can still recite it to this day. But if you want somebody else to do the reading, there is story time at the Book Lounge in Rowland Street every Saturday. Rowland Street. Where did that come from?
Oh, jolly good.
Okay, the Book Lounge, Saturdays at 11 a.m., and that is mainly aimed at the 3 to 8-year-old. But a great way to keep them busy. You can go and browse and have a cup of coffee and lose yourself in one of our finest bookstores while the kids are entertained.
That's fantastic. For everything that you do, please remember sunblock.
Absolutely.
I know that's my wife would be very upset with me if I didn't mention that. It's going to be a hot summer. Remember
Terrence,
sunblock.
Thank you so much. Afro Daddy, thanks for the suggestions on all the free stuff to do in Cape Town this holiday season. Really appreciate that. There's also a great Future Now holiday program being run by Life Zone Soccer International with the help of the Fontes Sports School from the Netherlands. And they are running a free sports program at Wingfield Primary School in Kensington. It's from the 4th to the 15th of December. They're going to cover soccer, cricket, tennis, all kinds of sports and games, absolutely free of charge. And we're going to post the details and the contact info to call for that one on the website after the show today. Terrence, thanks so much for the advice. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Pepper.
I've got Greta on the line from Durbanville who wants to tell us something about the Noon Gun. Greta, good afternoon.
Hi, Pepper. Good afternoon. I loved all of the dad suggestions. They're all cool. My boss actually took us to the Noonday Gun as our Christmas party one year. He's an interesting boss. But anyway, it was very, very interesting. And this was like 3-4 years ago, and I still remember one of the facts.
What was it?
In all the years they've been shooting that gun, it's only ever misfired once.
Oh, my goodness. And what were the circumstances under which it misfired?
It was the wrong flint or the wrong something,
and that
the supplier sent them the wrong stuff that wouldn't make it go boom. So,
human error, of course. That's a really fun fact, Greta. Thanks. That's a really interesting thing for a Christmas party as well, to take everyone up to the Noonday Gun. But Greta, thanks for the tip. It's only misfired once, so you're pretty sure of having a great experience if you take the kids up there. Thanks for the ideas. We're going to move on to some of the paid for events, and we're going to start with a selection of outdoor activities and then fit in a couple of indoor and theatre experiences. It is a wonderful time of year to be outside and active with the sunscreen, as Terrence mentioned. And we're going to start with the Foot Fit Holiday Club being run by Cornerstone Sports. On the line is Ryan Ruza to tell us more. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa.
Won't you tell us what you're offering this holiday?
Yeah, so we are running what is known as a Foot Fit Holiday Club. So basically we're focusing on football, we're focusing on fitness, we're focusing on food, which is nutrition. And that's running from the 11th to the 13th of December for kids aged 6 to 13 years old.
Okay, and what's the venue for that, Ryan?
So that venue will be at the Ambassador Sports Field. That's in Krumbum Road in Crawford. I think most people identify with it being the old Hewitt. It's directly opposite that campus.
Okay, now you said the 11th to the 13th of December. Is it a full-day event or a half-day event?
So it'll be a half-day. It'll be 9 till 12:30.
Okay, and what's the cost of taking part, Ryan?
R300.
R300, and that includes what in the day's activities?
So including that, you'll obviously get exposed to the football side of things. You'll get exposed to obstacle courses. We're going to teach you something about nutrition. And then they'll get a T-shirt, they'll get a medal, they'll get a certificate, and we'll be providing some snacks along the way as well.
Fantastic. Ryan, we're going to post all the details on our website, including contact info. But for those listening right now who want to make contact to book for their kids, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so they can do it via social media, either Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Our handle is at CNSportsZA for all three. Or they can email us on info at CNSports, footfit.co.za.
Ryan Ruzo, thanks so much, founder of the FootFit Holiday Club. So if you are interested in a bit of soccer and all sorts of other healthy outdoor activities, consider sending your kid along to FootFit Holiday Club in Athlone. Our next guest is also all about keeping the kids active and exercising. We're talking to Fit Kids South Africa co-owner Leanne McQueen. Leanne, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa.
Won't you tell us a bit about what you're offering this holiday?
Yes, so FitKids is all about teaching children that exercise is in sport. So as an extension of that, we do an outdoor adventure every December holiday. It's our fourth year this year. So it's happening next week, the 12th to the 15th, Tuesday to Friday. And we've got six different activities. Two of them are fishing activities, two are hiking, and two are sort of beach games. They're all in the South Peninsula around fishing.
Okay, so the 12th to the 15th of December. What sort of age group is this targeting, Leanne?
Between about 5 and 12, but it depends on the activity. So like one day we go up Elton's Peak for a hike, and that's slightly older. Mm-hmm. We have a handline fishing off the Fish Hook Catwalk off the rocks, and that's aimed at younger kids, sort of 5 to 7. Sometimes the parents can come along as well. It just depends on the activity.
Okay, then I believe you've also got a whole lot of fun and games happening out in the Durbanville area.
Yes, so for the first time this December, we're doing something in Durbanville as well with our new coach, Mariette. And she is doing holiday fun and games, sort of like a traditional Buddha sport, at the Durbanville Football Club in De Villiers Drive. That happens from this week, Thursday, from the 7th until next week, Friday, every morning.
Okay, and again, aimed at roughly the 6 to 12 age group. Now, let's talk costs.
Yes.
Leanne, your outdoor adventures in the South Peninsula, it's 80 rand per child per adventure, is that correct?
Yes, 80 rand per child for 3 hours. Those are the morning sessions, 8:30 to 11:30, and the afternoon is 1:30 to 4:30. And then in Durbanville, 60 rand for an hour session, either 8 to 9 or 9 till 10.
Leanne McQueen, co-owner of Fit Kids SA, thanks so much for the update. Please visit their website, which is www.fitkids-sa.co.za. There's info up there on both the South Peninsula and Durbanville wing of their activities. Now, our next pick is one for those who have kids in love with horses, or perhaps who would like to discover the beauty of horses. And this is a pony camp that is being run in Hout Bay by a small occupational therapy practice. They're involved in providing hippotherapy, which is using the movement of a horse to help achieve functional outcomes for children with disabilities or impairments of some kind. But for your children this holiday, they get to enjoy just a morning of good fun and games and horse riding, of course. To tell us more, Trish Hart is one of the OTs involved in running the pony camp. Trish, great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on the show. We're really looking forward to this pony camp, and I think it's going to be lots of fun and just a great chance for children to get outdoors.
It sounds wonderful. Trish, tell us a bit about what you'll be doing and what level of expertise or previous experience with horses is needed, if any.
It's open to all levels, so we'll adapt it according to the ability. So children that have never seen a horse before are welcome, definitely welcome to come, right to those that are riding and jumping and are capable. And we're going to have, each day will be a different theme, and we'll do games, obstacle courses, we'll do teaching things about horses and horse care. It's more holistic. It's not only horse riding. It's also things like how to groom a horse correctly, what are the parts of a horse, the different colors, all different types of things that you want to learn about horses, and art and craft, and just some fun.
Okay, Patricia, I believe it's 300 rand per morning from 9 until 12:30. And what sort of age group are you targeting?
Yes, it's from 3 years old up until 12 years old.
Okay, and you're running an extensive program from the 7th to the 22nd of December, and then again from the 8th to the 12th of January. The final question is how we go about booking if we'd like to sign our kids up.
If you want to book, then you can either email me on sshippotherapy, so it's all one word, @gmail.com, or you can phone Sherry D. Her number is 083-260-2604. Also, just have a look at our Facebook page or website. We are Southern Suburbs Hippotherapy.
Southern Suburbs Hippotherapy. Trish Hart, thanks so much for chatting to us and wishing you a successful camp. There are lots of other outdoor activities which will pop up on the website, so please do take a look at that site for more info. We'll be back after this with one or two indoor suggestions for the holidays.
Cape Talk. Family Matters.
Just want to squeeze in a few last indoor activities for those of you whose kids might be more inclined in the sort of arts and crafts direction. Firstly, a couple of exhibits you might want to consider visiting. The Dino's Alive Augmented Reality exhibit is on at Capegate Shopping Centre from the 6th of December all the way into January. And that is really combining some cutting edge technology with the wonder of dinosaurs, which just seems to hold ongoing fascination for so many kids, my own included. So if you'd like to have an interactive augmented reality experience, including walking among the dinosaurs in virtual reality, that is on at Capegate Shopping Centre, R65 per person, although it's free for the under threes. We also remind you about art jamming at various venues, including the Cape Quarter, the Paddocks, the Willowbridge Centre, Cavendish and the V&A Waterfront, and the Future Park at the Watershed in the Waterfront, which I haven't seen yet, but I believe is doing a wonderful job of taking children's drawings and then helping them come to life before their eyes in a very interactive sort of floor-to-ceiling digital space. That is on at the Watershed in the Waterfront, already open, R130 for a single ticket, but you can get a family package of four for R460. Details going up on the website include Nikki Green's cooking classes for youngsters with a Christmas theme. Those are running the week of the 18th of December. And then I'd like to tell you about the Creative Kids Holiday Program with Spades and Spoons. On the line is the founder of Spades and Spoons, Stacey Nigel. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Why don't you tell us a bit about what you are offering for children this holiday?
We're running a holiday program, which is a five-day program. We'll be doing it for 2 weeks, from the 11th to the 15th December and the 18th to the 22nd. We'll be doing lots of fun activities with them, teaching them how to cook healthy food, bake delicious vegan cakes. We do gardening, lots of arts and crafts. We just want them to learn how to have fun while they're still learning.
Stacey, it sounds like loads of fun. It is happening in Plumstead, I believe. What do we need to know about the costs and booking for the Creative Kids Holiday Program?
Well, if you want to book for a five-day program, it is R2,500 for a week, or you're more than welcome to book for just one day, which is R600. If you have any more inquiries, you could always email us at spades.spoons@gmail.com. Or you could contact me directly on 076-435-9536.
Stacey Nigel of Spades and Spoons, running their Creative Kids Holiday Program. Thanks for chatting to us. Two last reminders. The Transformers Animatronics Exhibition continues at the Grand West Casino and Entertainment World in the Sun Exhibit Space. And the Clay Cafe in Hout Bay, a very popular venue for many years now, is in a new venue, not far away from the old spot. They've just moved 250 meters or so down the road. They will be open through the holidays as well, if you feel like a bit of pottery to get your hands dirty with the kids. claycafe.co.za is their web address. All details, including contact information, ticketing price, dates, etc., all going up onto the Cape Talk website and Facebook page after today's show. And a reminder that next week we are focusing on the older children, the teens in the house. If you are running something that would be appropriate for a teenaged audience, please drop me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za.